Good morning. It's 9:02. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That's the Eve Lambert Trio, an album that came out back in 2015. Les Oripeaux de Ma Mignon and The Real Achabot from Laissez-Cour le Chien. Great album. Thanks muchly for sending it in to me, and yes, I do listen to every submission. Prior to that was Eileen Ivers from her brand new album Beyond the Bog Road, with a French-Canadian tune also, Le Rêve du Piteau Tremblay. And prior to that was John McCusker with A Trip to Roma from his brand new album, Hello Goodbye. Well, it's time for us to segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, and we are celebrating the summer solstice today, and it definitely felt like summertime this weekend, and boy, could we use it, right? Right.
Cotton is high. Thank you. time coming. The heat from the sun's been a long time gone. Now the small birds sing and the bees are buzzing like a long lost friend. Summer's come again. We've never known such a long hard winter, nor a colder spring since we don't know where. All the bricks are blown and the timbers splintered. We'll have to patch and mend now. Summer's come again. The farmer mourns for his wheat and barley, his lambs and sheep from his field and pan. He'll take a heavy heart on his way to market. He'll take on fewer men now. Summer's come again. The times are strange and the weather's changing. It's hard to tell when the seasons end. Though the months and days they are rearranging, down to where the warning, hard to comprehend when summer's come again. Now the heat has come and the fields are burning, the river's low and the land is drained, the leaves are dry and the trees are turning. Now and leave that pillow, for the weather breaks and the rain descends. The leather aches for its crack on willow, so let play begin now. Summer's come again.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolises you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Thank you. the downs there were birds flying, far off glittered the sea. And toward the north the weald of Sussex lay like a kingdom under me. I was happier than the larks that nest on the downs and sing to the sky. Over the downs the birds flying were not so happy as I. Not you, though you were near, though you were good to hear and see. It was not earth, it was not heaven, it was myself that sang in me. I was happier than the larks that nest on the downs and sing to the sky. Over the downs the birds flying were not so happy as I. Were not so happy as I. I was happier than the larks that nest on the downs and sing to the skies. We're not so happy as I.
Good morning, it's 9:25, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Kate Chadbourne with On the Sussex Downs, setting a Sarah Teasdale's fine poem to music from Kate's remarkable album Songs of the Poets, released last year. Before that was Ginger Ibex with Firefly. Prior to that was Steve Ashley with Summer's Come Again from This Little Game. We heard the Fretless doing June a Tune. And we started out with, that's supposed to be Mary Beth Across with Feels Like Home is her album. And the medley is Summertime, Pas de Deux, Moon Dance, and then Pas de Deux in French. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. June the 20th, with Midsummer Eve so close, be sure to keep your house clean. John Aubrey tells us they were wont to please the fairies, that they might do them no shrewd turns, by sweeping clean the hearth, and setting by it a dish whereon was set a mess of milk sopped with white bread, and did set their shoes by the fire, and many times on the morrow they should find a threepence in one of them. But if they did speak of it, they never had any again. And Richard Corber from The Fairy's Farewell of 1625, farewell, rewards and fairies, good housewives now may say, for now foul sluts and dairies do fare as well as they, and though they sweep their hearths no less than maids were wont to do, Yet who of late for cleanliness finds sixpence in her shoe? June the 21st, the summer solstice, and the longest day of the year. Seek St. John's wort. The virtue of St. John's wort is thus. If it be put in a man's house, there shall come no wicked sprite therein. That's from Banks' Herbal of 1525. If a cuckoo is heard on June the 21st, it will be a wet summer. June the 22nd, the sun enters the house of Cancer. June the 23rd, Midsummer Eve or Johnsmas Eve, whose night is one of the most uncanny and dangerous of the year. Johnsmas Eve fires should be lit at the moment the sun sets. At midnight on Midsummer Eve, walk 7 times round a church clockwise, sowing hemp seed and saying, "Hemp seed I sow, hemp seed I mow, let him that is my true love come after me and mow." Then look over your left shoulder and you will see the form of your destined lover following you. To protect your house, buyers and beasts against fairies and evil sprites on Midsummer Eve, gather the herbs of St. John before dawn on June the 23rd, while the dew is still on them. These herbs are St. John's wort, mugwort, plantain, corn marigold, dwarf elder, yarrow, ivy, vervain, and orpens. They should either be made into garlands and hung on the door, or burnt on the midsummer fire to drive off the spirits of the air. June the 24th is Midsummer Day, the feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Because St. John's emblem is a lamb, he is a patron of shepherds, and because he lived on locusts and wild honey, he protects beekeepers. June the 25th, make prognostications from the breast and stomach, which are governed by Cancer, and seek cures for them. And June the 26th, soft fruit now plentiful, make the queens a sweetmeat with it. Well, next up we have Yorkston, Thorn, and Con, and then we'll hear from another English group and carry on from there.
heaven after me and my growing child with a flower, and then she died. I've recently lost a very, very precious running doll who ran after me in my growing years. And if I could bring back my running doll, I'd smother her in kisses and with tears. Oh, where are you now, my precious running doll? Who ran after me and my growing
through groves of white blossom and fields of young corn, where once she was pledged to her true love. But the fields, they are empty, the hedges grow free, no young man to tend them, or pasture go see. They have gone where the forest of oak tree before had gone to be wasted in battle.
Welcome to a thousand years of... Amazing to think, starting there, that we're going to end up beyond Jerry Lee Lewis.
Of all the trees that cross all fair old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn.
Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever an Aeneas began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home, when Pratt was an outlaw man.
Born of the Downs, or New Troy town, from which was London born. Witness here by the ancient try of oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
You that is old in Churchill bold, he breedeth the mighty Paul. Hold it for share to wise men choose, and beach for cups or soul.
But when ye have killed them, your bullet is spilled, and your shoes are clean and worn. Back ye must be for all that ye need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Elm she hates mankind and waits till every gust be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him that any way trusts her shade.
And whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin.
For we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring summon her in. And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
England shall bite till judgment time by oak and ash and thorn.
And that was Beggar's Velvet with that wonderful Rudyard Kipling poem set to music using Peter Bellamy's layout there. Before that was Richard Thompson with Summer is a Coomin' In from A Thousand Years of Popular Music. Crucible gave us Dancing at Whitsun and Valentine from Love and Money, and Yorkston Thorne Conn do a great version of that Lyle Waterson tune, Song for Thursa, from Everything Sacred. Well, next up we're going to hear, I think, probably one of the best settings of a William Butler Yeats poem to music. And then we'll be going out of here with something from Damn the Bard. As always, if you want to know what we played, is you can go to spinatron.com and pull up the playlist, and there are also links to where you can purchase this music, which helps support the artists who we play.
Thank you. island of Sleuthwood in the lake. There lies a leafy island where flapping herons wake. The drowsy water rats, they weave here a furry fence, full of berries and of reddest fallen cherries. Come on.
And that was Lorena McKennett with Stolen Child, first done on her album Elemental, but that version's actually from the Live from Alhambra album. And as mentioned, we are going out of here with Damn of the Bard and Noon of the Solstice. Have a very good week. Stay safe out there.
Brought a life wherever he'd been. In the deepest wildwood was the place he was seen, and the people did love and protect him.
in the trees, and the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam Cernunnos, I'm Pan, and I'm Herne. I shall be as the dark holly king. And cold in my cloak I will bring, but on winter's nights to me you will sing, till the air around me starts changing. And on the noon of the solstice I'll give up my crown to the light and the mighty old king. I'm the horn god, I'm the face in the trees, I'm the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam Cernunnos, I'm Pan, and I'm Herne. That I share with fire and water, from earth into air. Oh, but the wheel, it keeps steadily turning. And on the noon of the solstice I'll give up my crown to the cold and the dark holly king. I'm the horn god, I'm the face in the trees, I'm the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam Cernunnos, I'm Pan, and I.